You are listening to episode 79 of the Path to Motherhood podcast.
Welcome to the Path to Motherhood podcast. I'm your host, infertility life coach, Sarah Brandel. Join us each week as we walk through navigating your trying to conceive journey. My mission is to share the skills of managing your mind, processing emotions, and living a full life to create a more authentic path to motherhood.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to this week of the Path to Motherhood podcast. I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in a while, and I know I just had an episode last week, but I got ahead on all of February and all of March episodes to get myself a little bit of a leave, and now I'm back and I'm recording. So we will get to today's episode topic here in a moment. For those of you that want to just dive right into that, go ahead and fast forward. But I wanted to give you guys an update. I'm coming at you exactly 1 month from having our sweet IVF miracle, Isabella. She is doing amazing. And it's been just a whirlwind of a month. Yeah. We delivered her at 39 and 2. It was a wonderful birth, and we've been, you know, enjoying the postpartum period. Don't get me wrong, it's been hard. It's been exhausting. I haven't slept much the last few nights, and we will do an episode dedicated to, again, a really important topic, which is motherhood after infertility, after loss, especially being, you know, on this side of pregnancy after such a long journey. But right now, I'm just soaking it all in, enjoying it, grateful as ever, and just starting to kind of ease back into things. So over the last few weeks, I have eased back into picking up a few clients each week, back up and meeting with them and connecting with them and supporting them. And I'm just so happy to kind of be able to keep doing that and supporting them. And pretty soon, I'll be able to start seeing new clients if you've been interested. And now I'm going to start recording episodes for the podcast again. So you're going to hear fresh takes on how things are going. And yeah, just enjoying it all. So I didn't perfectly think this through, just because this first episode I have to record on the week that my preschooler is on spring break. So it's me, a preschooler, a newborn, and trying to find time to record a podcast, but we're making it work, and we will find a new routine. I know we will. So that's how we're doing. Like I said, I will give you more update in the future, but I know you guys have been following along. I know a lot of you started with the first episode, which was my fertility story, and so this is the update on our fertility story, and we will talk about, you know, how it's going and what the future holds and all of that in the future. But for today, we're just enjoying what we have and grateful. And I want to dive in to an important topic. So what I want to talk about today is really asking you, what are you making your infertility story mean? And when I say that, I will share that this isn't necessarily a new topic. We've touched on this before, but I would say it's more of a new take on the topic, a different way of thinking about it. What I really encourage you to do is to just look back over your life, and really over your life over the last few years, as long as you feel you've been in the trying to conceive journey, and ask yourself, what are you allowing that story of what you've been through, what your trying to conceive journey has looked like, mean about you, right? What are you allowing that story of your journey, of your path, to mean? How are you letting it show up and tell you who you are, who you're meant to be, what you're going to become, and what your future is going to look like? How are you letting this journey define you? For me, I can tell you that there were so many times in my journey that I would tell myself I was broken, my body doesn't work, the world is out to get me, I'm a failure. If I could just figure this out, fix this problem, I could be a whole person. I could be a normal human. I could be one of those normal moms who gets pregnant easily. Sound familiar? Really, truly ask yourself, how are you defining you? based on your infertility journey, because I promise you that you're doing it. I promise you. This is how our brain works. It looks at the past for evidence and uses it to define our future. If you guys are hearing some background noise, it is pouring right now. This is the time that I'm able to squeeze things in, so we're going to go with it. But man, it is pouring. It's loud out there. So I have five things that I want you to reflect on as we think about this story. So you've taken the time to think about what are you allowing your history to tell you about yourself. And then now that you have that, I want you to think about these five things. Number one, I kind of alluded to this, but number one is that if you're doing this, don't be surprised. Don't beat yourself up. Our brain truly is wired to define our future based on our past. It's all it's got, and it wants certainty so bad. And the only way it knows to seek even like a version of certainty is to take a look at your past journey of trying to conceive and use that to make assumptions. I always tell clients that this journey feels so out of our control that our brain only knows one thing to do, and that is to look at what is known, and that is the past. The fact that this is happening, the fact that you're using your past to define your future is not surprising. Nothing's gone wrong. You're not messed up for doing that. That is just part of how this works. Number two is that is just it. These are not facts. These are assumptions. So what do I mean by that? You, me, and the girl down the street could have all lived through the exact same trying to conceive experience, and we will have totally different understandings of that experience. We will tell totally different stories. We will end up with totally different results. And the standard example I give of this that is completely unrelated is weather, right? Sometimes I talk about the temperature, sometimes I talk about the rain like it is right now. If there's four people, one is trying to have a wedding, one is a farmer, one is a person training for a marathon, and one is someone who has lived in a desert their whole life, and they're somewhere where there is a downpour rain, all four of them are going to have totally different experiences of that rain. That person trying to have a wedding is going to be devastated. That person growing a farm or who has never lived around rain in their life is going to be fascinated or excited or happy to have the rain, right? So just because we have the same exact circumstances, the same facts, right? The facts is that it's raining does not mean our experience of that rain is going to be the same. The exact same thing is true of the infertility journey. The exact same thing. For example, I can tell you that there can be two clients that come to me. One client tells me, I got two embryos and they are elated. They are so grateful. They truly did not think that was even going to happen. And someone else can tell me they had two embryos from their IVF retrieval and be devastated. Think they were going to end up with seven and they're so disappointed in their two. Same thing is true of your story. And I see this time and time again in different people and how they're able to cope. I've said recently that there have been multiple fertility providers that have told me this game is really a game of perseverance. Who has the mental fortitude, the emotional skill to be able to persevere and push through even when this gets hard? Even when this isn't going your way, even when it feels like it's taking forever, those are the people who can see success in this journey. I will add the caveat that that's ignoring money, because sometimes people would persevere, but they just simply don't have the finances to do it. But setting money aside, perseverance is so important. And what I have seen is depending on the person, they could be through the same exact experience, 2 years of trying, test after test after test negative, three unsuccessful IUIs, trying to decide next steps. One person may say, you know what? I have been so emotionally disappointed through this journey. I'm done. I'm stopping. I'm moving on. And another person could say, it's time for IVF. I'm ready to go. And those are two totally fine answers. There's not one that's right or wrong. It's just to prove to you that what you have been through is the facts. How you're experiencing what you have been through is your story, nobody else's. And really, the only way to differentiate those two, the facts, the true circumstances from the story, is to write it out. So what I tell people to do is to write out their entire experience on a piece of paper, every thought they've ever had about their trying to conceive journey, and then go back through and highlight what is actually a fact. How do you know it's a fact? It can be proven in a court of law. Right? It could be proven in a court of law that you've been trying for 3 years. It could be proven in a court of law that you've experienced a loss. It could be proven in a court of law that you've had 9 negative cycles. It could be proven in a court of law that you've gone through 2 egg retrievals. Those are facts. The disappointment, the pain, the grief, the this isn't fair, my body is broken, everything's out to get me, I'm a failure, those are not facts. Those are stories you are telling yourself. They're beliefs you have about your life, yourself, your body, your experience, based on the cards you've been dealt. Those are two different things. And why does this matter? Why am I spending so much time on this? Because number one, once we see that thoughts are just thoughts, they're not facts, there's room to change them. Number one. Now, do I always believe in forcefully changing our thoughts? No, actually, I don't. Often, I'm totally fine with leaving our thoughts where they are and accepting them and believing that they're true and working with them. But I need you to have some awareness around that story, an awareness that you're the one creating that story. You're the one believing those thoughts. And it's okay to believe them. Nothing wrong with doing that, just acknowledging we're doing that. And so number three on this 5 important things to acknowledge about this story you're telling yourself is that when we believe things, our brain wants to keep believing them. Our brain doesn't like change. Our brain likes to be right. So we've talked about before, we have the RAS, or the reticular activating system in our brain, which this job of the RAS is to look for evidence of what we believe to be true, right? And to kind of repeat frequently the proof that what we believe is true. And so our brain goes to work proving our storyline. That we are broken, that we are a failure, that something is wrong with us, that life is unfair, that the world is dealing us all the worst cards. If those are the things that we're believing, we are going to search for all of the evidence, all of it, that can support our beliefs. I think about it literally like a library, and you have a shelf about a certain topic and you have a couple books on that shelf, but then you start living your life. And as more and more instances happen that could be considered similar to that, we start adding to that shelf more evidence to prove what we believe is true is true. And we think, look, no one can deny it. I am broken. I am a failure. Life is unfair. I am dealt all the shitty cards. But what we don't realize is how conveniently we are skipping out on so many other noticing of facts that do not prove this to be true. How we just don't acknowledge all the ways our life is great, that things are going well, that we're not a failure, that we're not broken, that our body does take care of us, that we do have redemptive qualities. We ignore those. We don't focus on those because our brain wants to prove what it believes is true, and that's the only thing it's focused on. It also has a tendency for the negative. And so what does this mean? This moves us to number 4. This is typically where I tend to get pushback because women will say, Sarah, I am upset. I do feel broken. I do feel out of control. All of those are true. What do you mean? And what I will say is this is where you can decide. I'm going to like choose to change my beliefs and you can work on that. But I often don't think the hard work and coaching of forcing ourselves to think something different is always the right answer. And right here, I don't think that that's the right answer. But what I say is, yeah, sure. You've been dealt some shitty hands. You have some tough things that you're dealing with. There's a lot of grief there. There are things about your body that for some reason don't seem to be working properly. Those are not the only things you're experiencing in your life. That's the key. We have to put in the work and be the one to remind our brain that while, yes, maybe those thoughts are true, look at all these other thoughts that are also true. I am capable. I am successful in my business and my career. My body is able to exercise and take care of me and carry me on these amazing hikes I take myself on. My body is able to afford me the ability to work at the job that I work at, or I'm nourishing my body to heal it and it has redemptive qualities and it's able to heal. Or I do have some things that I've been dealt that are really tough, but also look at all these beautiful things life has given me. We don't spend enough time there. This is where, you know, people talk about how healing and how amazing and how important gratitude is. This is really what I see this being. Intentionally taking the time to look for ways your life is going well. Look for ways your life is working. Look for ways that your body is serving you. Look for ways to be grateful for your body. Look for ways to be grateful for the life you've been dealt. Yeah, we've got it covered. We got all the reasons to not be grateful. But what are the reasons we can be? And so number five, this is where you get to go about the work of creating your new story. One that is inspiring, one that is empowering, one that feels less painful to believe, one that doesn't give all the power of your entire life over to your infertility, one that chooses to be happy, healthy, and fulfilled regardless of what outcome you get on your infertility journey. That is possible for you if you take the time to look at both sides of the coin. Not just the negative, but also the positive, on a daily basis, reconnect to it. I challenge you this week, instead of taking the time to do just gratitude, to sit down and write five things that are rewriting a new story that you want to believe about your life. Each night, write them down, focus on them, remind yourself of them, and notice how much more motivated you might be on this journey when you don't feel 100% defeated. I really hope that this is helpful. I really hope that you see how beneficial this truly can be for you and that you start to think about how can I rewrite my story? How can I change how I see my future potential? I hope that you'll do this work. Message me. Tell me how it's going. Tell me what you came up with. I so want to know. And I'm so grateful to each of you for listening this week. Like I said, I'm very close to taking on a few more clients. If you want to go ahead and schedule a call with me, that's a free call where we just talk about what the coaching experience looks like, how it's set up, hop into the show notes, click apply, and make an appointment. And we will talk about things, and then we will move on from there.
Hey there, Inspired Mama. If you enjoyed this show, I want to invite you to leave a review in your podcast player. This helps to share the message with so many more women just like you. Also, if you know of another hopeful mama on her path to motherhood, please share this episode with her. I would love to get this into the ears of anyone who needs to hear it. If you are ready to step this work up and not only learn these tools, but to apply them to your unique story, head to the link in the show notes to apply for a free consult call. I would be honored to help you.